sat on your knee as you blessed them, as you blessed me. We are closer than the leper you touched fearlessly as you cleansed him, as you cleansed me. We are closer than the 12 in the upper room, closer than the women at the empty tomb, closer than Thomas with his hand in your scars, closer than John with his head on your heart, because I am.
Welcome to the Encounter Jesus podcast, also known as the Feel Like Jesus is Hugging You Today podcast. I'm Elizabeth Ellenshaw, and today we'll be talking about letting Jesus get a word in edgewise, or we don't have to do all the talking in prayer. In the last episode, I said that using our imagination when we pray is probably my favorite key to enjoyable prayer. But it also could be this one. Today, let's let Jesus talk. Lord, I invite you to speak today. Even as the person listening is hearing my voice today, I pray that they would be distracted by your voice. I pray that conversations would start between you and your children, where you get to say everything you want to say. And Lord, if it's the first time, I pray this would be the beginning of a lifetime of living in dialogue and conversational companionship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So when we imagined a boring prayer meeting, and then imagined how it would have been different if we could have seen Jesus in the room with us, one of the things I thought of that I would do differently is that I would not talk the whole time. I would ask Jesus questions and I would listen to him. We might start asking him questions like, "What are you thinking, Lord? What are you feeling?" He might start leading us in asking him questions like, "Lord, what do we need to repent of? Who do we need to forgive? Or who do you want us to pray for today? And how do you want us to pray for them? And then, what do you want us to do next?" But I know that whatever we talked about, we would want to hear from him more than we wanted to talk to him. Way, way more. We would be ravenously hungry to hear his heart towards us. I used to feel that hunger, but not believe that prayer in this life at this time could actually satisfy it. I didn't realize I really can ask him those same questions, and he can so easily whisper the answers into my heart. I believed the lie that I have to do all the talking in prayer, because in this current age we're in, where Jesus is in heaven, he has left me alone on the earth with the Bible, and he can't talk. The Bible itself doesn't actually say that, though. I thought I was honoring the Bible by believing that, but I was actually contradicting the Bible. The Bible does not say that Jesus left me alone on earth with the Bible. The Bible says that Jesus said that he would never leave his children alone, and so he was leaving them on earth with his Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that Jesus said, "The Holy Spirit is a helper and a comforter who pulls alongside each and every one of us." And the Bible says that Jesus said that this helper comforter can talk. Let's look at the verbs Jesus used to describe what his Holy Spirit would do. In John 14:26, Jesus said, "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything, and he will remind you of everything I've told you." So the Holy Spirit teaches and reminds. Those both sound like a form of talking, or at very least, giving us thoughts. Then Jesus goes on two chapters later to say, "There's so much more I want to tell you, but I can't because you can't bear it now." So while Jesus was still on the earth, clearly able to talk, he wanted to say more than he could. So what was his solution? He says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth." Well, guiding usually involves some talking, but it's definitely a form of communication. Jesus goes on, "The Spirit will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard." Well, now it's as clear could be. The Helper Comforter will speak and tell us things. Jesus says, again, he will tell you about the future. And then he will bring me, Jesus, glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. He said tell three times now. Through the Holy Spirit, we will hear from Jesus. Then he says, "All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said that the Spirit will tell you whatever he receives from me." So the Father gives to the Son, and the Son gives to the Spirit, and the Spirit will tell us. Through the Holy Spirit, we can hear our Father speak. We can hear Jesus speak. We can receive thoughts, reminding, teaching, guiding, comforting thoughts from God. Now, thoughts usually come to me in the form of either words or pictures, sometimes both. And thoughts from the Holy Spirit can also be word thoughts or picture thoughts, just like all our thoughts can. So if I ask the Holy Spirit a question like, "Lord, is there anyone I need to forgive?" A person's name might come into my mind. That's a word thought. Or a person's face might come into my mind, or a memory of when and how they hurt me. Those are picture thoughts. Or maybe it would be a combination of both. Whether the Holy Spirit gives me word thoughts or picture thoughts or both, they usually feel like flowing words and flowing pictures. And that makes sense, because one of the things that Jesus said the Holy Spirit feels like is rivers of flowing water gushing out of your own innermost being. Now, he didn't mean the source of this gushing flow is our own innermost being, because first he said, you need to thirst, feeling your lack and need of me. And then when you thirst, you need to come to me and drink. And he said that drinking Jesus means believing him. But then when we felt our need of Jesus, and we've come to him and believed in him like we're drinking him, then Jesus says, this is all in John 7, he says that he gives the Holy Spirit to those who believe in him. And he describes that process as if you drink some water, the Jesus water, and then that water you drank turns into a nonstop fountain or river that keeps bubbling up and flowing out of your heart. And the water that keeps on flowing and flowing is the Holy Spirit from Jesus. So I again thank Mark Verkler for the insight that one way this teaching of Jesus plays out in our experience is that the Holy Spirit feels like flow. Experiencing the Holy Spirit feels like something flowing. Praying in the Spirit feels like a ceaseless flow of prayers where he keeps giving you what to say next. Dancing in the Spirit feels like a ceaseless flow of movements where he keeps giving you how to move next. Speaking in the Spirit feels like you're flowing and being carried along in a river of what he's giving you to say next. Hearing or receiving thoughts from the Holy Spirit feels like flowing word thoughts, and seeing in the Spirit feels like flowing picture thoughts. So if I ask God a question in prayer, I usually receive the answer through flowing word thoughts and flowing picture thoughts. But what kind of questions can we ask him? I really enjoyed a book on this subject by Brad Jurczak called Can You Hear Me? He said that we all have great faith that God will speak to us if we ask him what's wrong with us. And that's why we're usually afraid to do it. We're all sure that if we prayed, Lord, show me where I'm sinning, what I need to repent of, and what you want to work on next and change in me, God will find a way to answer us then. But Jurczak points out that inconsistently, we don't have nearly the same faith that God would speak to us if we asked him what he likes about us, if we asked, Lord, what do you love about the way you created me? Or, Lord, what do you see that I'm doing well right now? Or, Lord, how do you want to encourage me? We're far less confident that God would answer us. And Jurczak challenges us to think, what does that say about my view of God? That he would be willing to communicate with me to correct me, but unwilling or less willing to communicate to affirm me and comfort me and sustain me? Oh, he is willing. He is so willing to speak to us. Later, I heard a preacher named Leif Hetland give the challenge to write a dialogue journal with God and ask God, Lord, how do you see me? Every day for 30 days. And just write down the flowing thoughts and flowing pictures and words that come into your mind after you ask him the question. I tried it, and it was life-changing. I am still, years later, seeing myself as and living out of some of those 30 answers I journaled with God. Because prayer is so, so powerful when we let Jesus get a word in edgewise. And more than just a word, when we wait on him and listen to him and quiet our hearts before him and ask him for as much as he wants to say about whatever he wants to say. I invite you today to imagine Jesus standing in front of you and saying to you personally, if you are thirsty, come and drink me, and my spirit will become living rivers of water gushing out of your heart. Think of an area of your life in which you feel thirsty right now. Imagine bringing it to Jesus and imagine him holding out a cup of his living water to you. As you take the cup from his hands, thank him for being an amazing savior in that area and thank him for what he will do. Lift the cup of water from Jesus to your lips and sip and swallow it. Feel the water going down your throat. And as you feel it going down your throat, ask him to fill you and fill your need with his Holy Spirit again. And then feel that water you just swallowed beginning to bubble up inside of you like a fountain and gush out of you like a river, And as you feel the water beginning to flow, ask him, Lord Jesus, what do you want to say to me about this area of my need? Receive whatever flowing word thoughts or flowing picture thoughts he gives you. You may even want to write down the thoughts that he's bringing to your mind. Treasure what he says and let it keep flowing.
Closer than John with his head on your heart, because I am inside of you and